Hey, it's Carlos. You know, how many times have you ever been talking to a guy and wondered, is this dude drunk or am I drunk? You're wondering, did he actually say that to me or did I actually say that to him? Or the worst, did I text that and how do I cancel it? How can I pull that thing back? I can't tell you how many times I've texted somebody something and wish I could reach over and hit delete on their phone. So, you know what? Let's sit down. Let's have a little heart to heart about this because we're going to talk drunk talk. That's right. Did he mean what he just said? How many times have you been wondering that, right? What he's saying even true? Is he lying to you? Is it truthful? Well, you know what? I'm going to also tell you whether or not you can believe what that guy just said to you while he was under the influence. First of all, they've actually studied this under a microscope. Well, okay, maybe not a microscope. Maybe they did some scanning. I think they did do some scanning. And they have some sciencey explanations for you. But don't worry, it's going to be totally understandable. Totally, dude. The easy answer is that everything he was saying was the truth. Mostly. You see, it's all part of the decision-making process. We have to choose to say the things that we say. We all know that alcohol lowers the inhibitions. Your drunk ramblings and his are simply the things you're thinking already, unfiltered. So when alcohol hits you, ba-blam, it doesn't make you act like a jerk. It just makes you care a whole lot less about how you're acting. So we all have this social alarm system that gets triggered when you make a social mistake. And what alcohol does is it lowers the volume of that alarm. So you know what you're doing, but you just don't get that signal to back down or to self-censor. Okay, so what does this actually mean for him when he's a little bit under the influence? Well, it's mostly the truth. What he's saying is mostly the truth, but here's what else you need to know. There are five reasons that we do what we do when we've had a few drinks or had a little bit of alcohol. Stinking thinking while drinking, reason number one, is social lubrication. We use alcohol to help lower our social inhibitions. And it's always easier to have a conversation when you don't worry so much about yourself or what the heck you're saying. Now, in studies where they examined this phenomenon, they discovered that it's very common for people to respond more slowly following an error. And the reason they do is because it's a way of trying to regain self-control. It's like, whoa, 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 I just screwed up. I gotta get control of things here. I gotta fix my public perception. And this is something we all do because we're so keenly focused on how people perceive us. Now, alcohol isn't about your ability to control your actions, but your general disinterest in what his actions and words mean. And your reflexes just aren't there to catch some of the mistakes you or, well, he might make. So for the rest of us, what I'm about to explain, we're going to assume that this guy hasn't gotten full-on drunk, but maybe he's had a few and he's nicely buzzed, or as we say, lubricated. Socially lubricated, that is. Stinking thinking while drinking, reason number two, logistics. Intoxicated communication is sometimes used in order to meet up, make plans with other people, and very often to see what other people are doing. Dude, I could really go for some waffles right now. You know, this is usually the primary reason we're communicating in the first place, right? So if he makes some wild plans with you while he's under the influence, keep in mind that they might not be serious as, well, he might be making them sound, and he might not even really remember them. So you're probably going to have to backtrack a little bit with him when he's sober and have to verify him again. Again, we're talking about a guy that's not falling down drunk, right? So stinking thinking while drinking, reason number three, emotional confession. Many people who've had a few calls to tell a friend or a romantic interest that they love and or miss them, right? You probably had them call you, or maybe you've been the one to perpetrate this little mistake. Sometimes telling them things that are a bit more embarrassing than we might want to admit. I just love you, baby. When can we get back together? And you check your clock, 3:43 a.m. Hey, if you want some late night loving, go for it. But a date will have to wait. Yes, this is also probably why, or you know, that situation where some guys think that sending you a picture of his little trouser buddy will turn you on, which of course it rarely ever does. It's a case of poor decision making while under the influence. It's kind of a confession you can do without. Yeah, it's definitely the product of distorted reasoning. Another not so great effect of drinking is that you or he might awaken a deep hurt or grievance that suddenly feels like it needs to be expressed. And it might be between you and him or you and somebody else or whoever it is, but It's probably not a great idea. So watch out when you start fishing into your own emotional backstory, all right? Yeah, it's probably linked directly to those moments where you see guys that are, you know, sitting around in a group, hugging, crying as they howl, "I love you, man." Or maybe a group of girls is crying, hugging as they howl, "I love you so much. Oh yeah, oh my God." Sorry, that was my best impression of a group of drunk girls. They've actually MRI scanned the brains of people to see how our brains respond to alcohol. And what they've seen is that some people become relatively unaffected, while other people, yeah, they make a complete transformation, like it's Jekyll and Hyde. Sometimes they're more friendly and loving. Sometimes they can be angry and monstrous. And what happens is that certain personality systems are shut down and others are lit up and released when under the influence. So you need to be wary of the person you think he is when he's proclaiming his everlasting love to you from under your window, you know, with that boombox, just like in, Just Say Anything or something. Well, let's move on to stinking thinking while drinking. Reason number four, why do we do this stuff? Entertainment. We very frequently will just want to pull people into what's happening around us when we've had a few. And usually that's some inebriated antics, right? You've probably seen a bunch of YouTube cautionary tales that, well, they didn't end well for the people in them. Whether it's taking a fall or lighting a fire on some body part, the hilarity ensues. And if something happens while you're there to see it, well, that's also a reason to want to text or share something, right? He might share a link or a video with you, but that's just him in entertainment mode. So there's nothing really there for you to interpret, okay? Now, stinking thinking while drinking, reason number five, let's get it on. Yep, a lot of drunk texting and calling is due to the primal need to get sexual. And it's been this way since the start of time. I can imagine there were cavemen and cave women that were texting with cave paintings at one time. You know, a few grunts and some fermented fruit and, you know, it's game on. So there's usually a very big lowering of inhibitions when it comes to our most primal desire. But what you have to watch out for is impulsiveness that might lead to regret later on. No unprotected sex, or you might have, well, maybe a whole bunch more problems later on. You gotta keep a lid on the alcohol if you're feeling particularly randy at that time, right? But in the end, it's all about reduced inhibitions. Alcohol makes us lose our guard and forget our worries. So we'll say what we think or feel instead of holding back out of fears of being rejected. And it bypasses the games, which is why we, of course, indulge a little bit, which means that he's going to tell you his real feelings. At that moment, that's how real they are. Okay, when he's sober later, he might want to raise his embarrassment shields again, so be prepared for that. Don't go reciting everything he said back to him, and it's definitely not gospel. Sometimes we do lower our standards a bit when we've had a few drinks, and sometimes it's a good thing. You know, it's really easy to be too critical of people as a way to defend ourselves against possible rejection. You know, I see that happen a lot with men and women. So it might be a good idea if you tend to be that type of person, or maybe he's that type of person. It kind of lowers the pretense a little bit. I see people also putting up these fake masks of themselves on dates, and of course that gets in the way of authentic connection. You want to be transparent. You want to be genuine there, right? So you got to remember that drinking and romancing comes with a different kind of responsibility, and you have to be prepared when it happens. He may be telling the truth of his feelings while he's drunk, but if he doesn't stay drunk, things are really not in a better situation, are they? So if you want to get to the core of how he really feels without the need for alcohol to lower his defenses, I'd like to humbly suggest another alternative. Why don't you work on your attraction skills and make him intoxicated just by your presence? All just that. That's it. That's all you need, right? I mean, who needs booze when you can pull them into your gravitational well of irresistible charm? Most of the women that I've helped in the past, you know, this is going back like 15 years now I've been doing this stuff. Most of these women that I've encountered have been afraid with the very thought that they could wield that kind of power over men. They were stuck in this too good to be true mindset until they learned to break free from it with a little help from their friend Carlos. And you can learn the same things too. Go on over, check out this great little free video presentation that I put together. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/irresistible. It's datingadviceguru.com/irresistible. You know, dating and drinking aren't always the most reliable of combinations. And I say that from personal experience and the multitude of regrets that come with it. waking up in strange beds, waking up with strange messages on my phone, and then waking up with somebody knocking on my door. And these things are memories that I would kind of like to put away. You know what? You're better off building a solid connection and on more stable ground, like, I don't know, mutual attraction, mutual respect. What do you say? Let's do it. It's easier than you think. Go do it. Go over to datingadviceguru.com/irresistible and find out how to create irresistible desire right now with whoever you desire. I'll be talking again soon. This is Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com/irresistible. As always, it's a great, great time talking to you here. And if you get the chance, go on over to my YouTube channel, which is datingadviceguru.com/YouTube. Watch a few videos. Why not? You know, it's the dating advice you just can't get anywhere else. I'll be talking again soon. As always, what do I say? Live and love with passion.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.